Professor Shane Doyle.
Yes.
Thank you very much for giving us the time today.
No problem.
You're Irish.
I am, yes. That's right.
To be honest with you, when I first started talking to you, I couldn't quite tell.
Why was that now?
Well, I know you'll probably be offended, but I have a hard time at first discerning Irish accents from Scottish accents.
Oh, no.
See, I told you. I told you.
Well, they are totally different. But maybe not to the North American ear.
That's exactly what I was about to say. I'm sure that, especially because the Irish and the Welsh and the English and the Scottish and everybody else have such a long, thousands of years of history between them and animosity between them, that there's a lot of difference. But I think for a lot of people, even North Americans, to us, it's all Britain.
Yes.
And that's I'm sure that's offensive to you, isn't it?
Well, it's not offensive, really. When you're younger, you take offense, perhaps, When you get a bit older, you mellow out a little bit and you can understand why perhaps people would think like that,
But does it, maybe offensive is too strong a word, but it does kind of bother you. Why can't you understand I'm not Scottish, I'm not English?
Does it feel that way? You have to give people some leeway also, because the other side of the coin is that when I listen to an American and a Canadian speak, sometimes I have difficulty determining which is which,
Oh, that's okay. Americans can't tell Canadians are Canadians until we tell them we're Canadians.
That's right, yeah. Right. But again, the Canadians seem to take great offense at being called Americans.
Oh, we hate that.
Yes.
But we do understand why they can't tell our accents. Because if you ever talk to somebody from, say, Minnesota, or from, say, Minnesota, or say, upstate New York, up towards, where there are more Canadians than there are Americans.
Right.
Those Americans talk an awful lot like Canadians.
Like Canadians, yeah. Right. Okay. But it's only once you've met Canadians and Americans for quite a bit, which you tend to do here in Japan, right? Mm-hmm. Is when you're able to determine, who's Canadian, who's not Canadian, who's American and who's not American.
Were you able to determine that about me when you first saw me?
No.
Really?
Yes.
So so for the longest time you thought I was American?
Well, I assumed you were either. Sorry, I assumed you were either Canadian or American.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't really make any distinction as such.
Do you know yet what I am?
You're Canadian.
Okay.
Right?
Good.
You just
good.
Told me.
Just checking. I'm just checking.
I
can't. Until I told you, which way were you leaning? Until I told you.
I'd have leaned towards American. Because you seem to have a softer accent, when you compare it to Canadians who are perhaps just off the boat, they're more like A, isn't it? Isn't it A and that kind of...
I don't know if it's because Canada is more of a multicultural country and we have it at the forefront of our minds to be multicultural. And I don't know if it has anything to do with my background being Filipino, being born Filipino, and Filipinos are naturally multilinguistic. But I find, and I think even Alex Bodner, another Canadian, and Andrew Zitzman, another Canadian, when we talk among Canadians, our accents come back. And when we talk among non-Canadians, we talk in a completely neutral way, and we don't say A. But especially when me, Mike Berg, and Alex Bodner are sitting around watching hockey, we start swearing like Canadians, and we all start saying A, A.
Yeah, but you do find that. If I went back to Ireland for a couple of weeks, my accent would become much stronger.
Really?
And then if I came back to Japan, people would say, I know you've been back to Ireland because your accent has become stronger. And it does do that because you go home and you're surrounded by people who you understand easily and you fall back into the idea of speaking like everyone else,